But those are the major ones.
And browns are brown.
Are there bats, things like that?
Not many here, no. I don't know, they might get some at Glendale, which is, 125, 30 miles from here, a large lake.
A few other things. Sometimes around lakes, there are little animals that jump, and sometimes the French eat their legs.
Frogs?
Are there different kinds of those around here?
I suppose there are, but I don't know. I don't know that much about frogs.
There are frogs, and then the ones that stay out of water, the dry land ones.
Toads.
Okay, toads. All right. And you mentioned that there weren't many lizards around here. Okay. There's a type of delicacy, I guess, that they eat, and it has to be in season, and you can tell what season it is by the months of the year with R in them. Have you ever heard that? Or it's eaten on the half shell.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Oh, I don't know if that's eaten on a half shell. Maybe you can explain what that is.
You don't know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
I think I do. We got to get that for the record.
Well, it's the male organs from these calves that they've desexed. These bull calves that they've desexed.
Is that quite a delicacy?
I guess. We don't eat them, but you can go to restaurants and get them.
Okay. And another thing, they have oysters out there. What those little things, I guess they're about this long, and then they're pink and seafood.
Shrimp?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're through with the animals, and now we're on to weather and vegetation.
Oh, okay.
Something you've probably been waiting for. Okay. What do they call it outside when you can really hardly see? When
overcast? Or foggy?
Not the adjective, but the noun itself.
Fog?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Okay. And those things up in the sky, those
clouds.
Okay, good. Do you have different names for summer storms? Or are there different types of summer storms?
Well, we have hailstorms, we have rainstorms.
Okay, but they don't have pet names for them, or like for winters, are there winter storms?
Well, we call it a blizzard if it gets very bad and blows and snows hard and blows hard, it's a blizzard. And
best if it's well, regular snow.
Well, unless it's a downpour, unless it just really opens up and dumps on you. Or
okay.
But
they downpour. Have things like a gully washer.
Oh yeah, that means it comes down a lot of it in a hurry. Yeah, that could be a gully washer. Yeah, that would be a term that you would hear here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for winter storms, have you ever heard the term blue norther?
No.
Okay. Sometimes in the plains.
Yeah, okay.
When the temperature is really cold and it goes down below
zero.
And it gets really cold and sometimes you get
frostbite.
Maybe you could explain it for me what
frostbite
is.
Well, it's when the blood in your flesh freezes and it gets white.
That's
what it is. Flesh itself, the cells that freeze.
What kind of injury can you get from that? Is it serious, permanent?
Oh, you bet it can be. Depends on how long you're exposed and how bad it is, but oh no, you can have hands or legs amputated if it gets bad enough.